Dave's the man.
Joined by our Pro Stock champion, Tanner Gray, driver of the Gray Motorsport Chevy Camaro, and also Gabe, who has been described as the man. So, Tanner was the number one qualifier this weekend. He is in his rookie season. It was his fourth race win of the season. Obviously, a favorite for Rookie of the Year honors here in 2017. So, you obviously showed up beginning of the season looking for more than Rookie of the Year honors, and I think you've more than established the fact that this is a championship contending team.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what these guys have done, but they've got a handle on this car the last few races, and they got something going right for them over there. They're making my job a hell of a lot easier, and I'm just blessed to be able to be sitting in the driver's seat.
Not to look past this race, but the next race is going to have you, your dad, and your grandfather on the racetrack at the same time. It's going to be something you're interested in looking forward to.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. That'll be my first time getting to race with my grandpa. I've got to race with my dad over the years, but I'm really looking forward to that. Hopefully we can go out there and give my grandpa a good car so he can go out there and maybe win the thing. I think that'd be cool. I think that'd be cooler than me winning it. But I'm really looking forward to that. I think everybody else is too. It's definitely gonna be a busy weekend, but it'll all be worth it by the end of it.
What does your dad say to you? And he's normally the driver's door of the car. I saw him there this afternoon, and he kind of leaned in, getting the belts tight cinched down. What does he say? Is there a set thing he says, or is it different every time?
It's kind of different every time. I mean, he's just there for support, and that run right there, he leaned in and just said, "Stay calm, buddy." And that's what I try to do. It's kind of my main thing is, try to stay relaxed, try to stay calm, and just focus on what you have to do. But I wouldn't be here without him, without my grandpa, without my mom, any of them. This is crazy. If you had told me that I was going to win four races my first year, I'd have told you you're crazy. But we're definitely got something going right over there, and it's kind of clicking at the right time.
At least once or twice during qualifying, you were outside your car while your dad was getting ready to run. He's obviously breaking in tires, so doing the massive burnouts, and even at one point a dry hop. You heard the fan reaction. What do you think of that whole program?
I love it. I was sitting there before each run and say, "Don't be a what and do a burnout, buddy." And it was cool. I love long burnouts. I love dry hops. I can sit there on YouTube all day and go back and watch that stuff. I think it's awesome, but. I think it needs to be mandatory. I think you need to, when you get to the race, you have to, buy a new set of tires, and that's what you race on for the weekend. You don't have tire choices. You go to Goodyear when you get there, select your tires, and then, obviously you're going to have to do some big burnouts to get them broke in before race day. But, that's my opinion on it. I think the fans like it. It's fun for us drivers. I would have been doing them too, but my crew chief wasn't too happy about me getting the motor hot. So, I'm just enjoying myself, and we're all having a really fun time over there. And hopefully we can just keep it up.
Obviously the car's been running real well, and you're trying to do your part, which is usually based on reaction times. You have that matchup against Erica a couple weeks ago where you go red. You have a chance to kind of, redeem yourself this week. You beat her for the first time. What was kind of going through your mind before that matchup? What were you trying to do or trying not to do?
Honestly, like I said earlier when I was here for the number one qualifier deal, I kind of tried to take a different approach at it this weekend. I've always been worried about who's over in the lane, how I'm going to race them, how I'm going to stage against them, how I'm going to do this and that. And to be honest with you, I think that's where I caused most of my mistakes. So, I went up there and didn't even pay attention to what she did. I mean, I go up there and do my burnout back up and stage the car up. And when I see the light, I let go. And, in the back of your mind, you have to be good against her. So for whatever reason, I happened to pull out an 11, and so does she. But that's my point. She's always pretty good up there. So when you go up there against her, you better be on your toes. And the same with almost everybody else out here. It's getting so tough up on the starting line that, if you drag anything worse than the 30 up there, you're probably going home. So, that's getting to be a big part of the racing anymore.
I was just curious. Obviously, the Gray name is a pretty established racing name, and I was just kind of curious about your mindset coming into the start of this year. And was it more of I've got expectations to kind of live up to based on the name, or was it more, hey, I'm going for broke and kind of just having fun and whatever happens, happens?
Oh, I mean, I'm not really a very good, it is what it is guy. I'm not a very good loser, as you can see. And, you know, I came into the deal and wasn't going to be happy unless I was winning. And but I never felt any pressure from my dad or my grandpa to do anything. I just kind of feel pressure for myself. And you know, my guys are even, you know, just whatever you can do, buddy, just go out there and do your job. And you know, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I have to be good. You know, I expect to be 20 or better every time I go up there. That's why I tell everybody. And you know, when I'm not happy about it, you can ask him. I'm always up here asking reaction time averages, trying to see where I'm at that weekend. And you know, this weekend it just happened to be my weekend. And you know, drove good, had a good car, real consistent car, and came home with a win.
Yeah, you have been very good against Bo Butner in this season. You know, does that give you any confidence going into the countdown? Obviously, you know, he's been very good, has an incredible car, probably the best car, you know, overall this whole season. Does that give you confidence going into the countdown? How good you've been against the points leader?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I've lost to him yet. Knock on wood. But you know, going in, I try to treat it just like any other race, just like I was with Erica. You know, you go up there, do your thing, and you know, it was kind of cool to be able to leave on him right there and everything else. You know, I went in there pre-staged and looked down at my brake pressure, looked back up, and he had went in and rolled down, double bowled me. But I think that's awesome. I think it's part of racing. I think it's good for the fans, brings some excitement, and I was cool with it. But as long as you come out on the winning end, you know. But no, I'm like I said, I'm having a lot of fun, and you know. Everybody gets me here. Thank you.
Great. Congratulations.